Now the story of a song from the civil rights era, A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. It was entered this year into the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress, deemed worthy of preservation for all time. This month we have profiles of several of those recordings. They come to us from producer Ben Manila.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Sam Cooke was a star on the gospel circuit before he started singing secular music in the mid-1950s. He had 16 top 20 hits before he was killed under mysterious circumstances in 1964. He was just 33 years old. We have three cast members to tell the story of A Change Is Gonna Come. There's the author.
My name is Peter Guralnick. I wrote a biography of Sam Cooke.
The sibling.
My name is L.C. Cooke. I'm the brother of the wonderful and great Sam Cooke.
And the Queen of Soul.
This is Aretha Franklin, and I was a very old and dear friend of Sam's.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
I first met Sam in my father's church, the New Bethel Baptist Church, out in Detroit, Michigan. And Sam and the Soul Stirrers, that is the group which he led for many years, a gospel, giant gospel group, came to the church for a program that we would have.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me.
We would have weekly after church services. And he and the Soul Stirrers and a number of other people came to the church for the program. And of course, LC, his brother, was with him that day.
I'll never forget.
Sam told me, he said, LC, I'm never going to work in life. So I said, what you mean you're never going to? He said, I'm never going to have a job. I said, why are you not going to have a job? I said, Papa work. I said, everybody I know got a job. He said, but LC, he said, a system is designed to keep you working from payday to payday. He said, come Friday, you broke. He said, therefore, I don't ever want to have no job. He said, because I want to have money in my pocket every day. So I said, Sam, what you going to do? He said, I'm going to sing for a living. And he used to get these popsicle sticks, you know, wooden sticks. And Sam would stick these sticks in the ground. He had 12 of them, and he would sing to them. And so one day I questioned him. I said, what are you doing with these sticks, man? He said, I'm putting these sticks in the ground to get myself accustomed to singing to people. He said, these sticks represent people to me. He said, therefore, I'd never be scared to sing before a crowd. He said, I'm preparing myself, because like I told you, I'm never going to have a 9-to-5 job. And believe me, he never had one.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
The inspiration for A Change Is Gonna Come really came from three different directions. One was the civil rights movement, which had heated up so much in 1963. Sam Cooke and his business partner and friend, J.W. Alexander, they spent a good deal of time with student sit-ins. The other two elements that inspired the song were Sam's hearing Bob Dylan's Blowing on the Wind, which J.W. Alexander gave him as a gift.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
He was absolutely fascinated by the song, he was inspired by the song, and he was challenged by it in the sense that he told J.W. that this was a white boy who had written it, and he was ashamed not to have written something like that himself. The direct inspiration for Change Is Going to Come came from his arrest in Shreveport, Louisiana, for attempting to register at a motel which had accepted his reservation and then turned him away at the door. He was thrown in jail. He refused to be turned away from the hotel. He was so persistent in protesting this that his wife and his brother Charles said, "Sam, they're going to kill you if you keep this up." And he says, "They're not going to kill me. I'm Sam Cooke."
I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Once it came out, it was adopted almost immediately by the civil rights movement. It became a kind of anthem, and Sam donated it, actually, to a tribute to Martin Luther King's Southern Christian Leadership Conference in the summer of 64.
He always had a message in the song. He always had a story to tell you, and Change Gonna Come tells you a story. And plus, you know, over 110 people have recorded that song.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. Ooh. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
Being the great artist that Sam Cooke was, he inspired many, many male vocalists to emulate and, of course, on the R&B circuit, which was the rhythm and blues circuit. Most male singers picked that song up. Everybody across the country, male and female vocalists, were singing A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river.
As a young artist, I went out with him on tour. It was the first tour that I actually ever went out on. And I was about 17, and I was just overwhelmed because I was going to be singing with Sam Cooke. I didn't want any money. Who needs money? You know, that kind of thing. Money. Who's talking about money? I'm going to sing with Sam Cooke, and that was it. Of course, I did get paid. But it was just a tremendous, tremendous moment for me, particularly feeling the way that I felt about him. Not so much in a romantic sense, but I just adored him as a person, as a man. Young man of a religious background and upbringing who had very strong principles and morals and good-looking, too. I mean, please. What else could you ask for? And he could sing. He was one of the greatest male singers of all time. You put him in the category with Caruso and Pavarotti and these other great names. Sam Cooke, bar none, was one of the greatest singers of all time.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
He didn't just touch the black people. He touched the white people.
Yes,
he touched everyone. And when you get a song that touched everybody, then you got something.
Then I go to my brother.
And believe me, Sam had something.
Our feature was produced by Ben Manila. Hear more at npr.org/music.
Darling, you sent me, I know you sent me, darling, you.
We'll send you off tonight with more Sam Cooke and with these parting words from an ancient source, the Roman poet Ovid. He wrote, "Jove, send me more such afternoons as this." That's All Things Considered from NPR News for this afternoon. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a great week.
You, thrill me.